Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio from Boise, Idaho. This is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. I don't want to encourage you, if you haven't already, pick up your copy of An Ounce of Prevention. It's my first detective short story in which private detective Jerry Newton agrees to play a bodyguard for a fourth grade teacher and ends up facing the biggest ethical dilemma of his career. It is available as a Kindle book. It's also available through audible.com or the iTunes store as an audiobook. Now it's time for today's episode of Boston Blackie. The original air date, October the 22nd, 1946. And this one is Inspector Faraday, Gun Down.
Oh, hi, Inspector Faraday. Had enough of your office tonight?
Yeah, Rollins. Now I'm going home. Get a good night's sleep.
Hey, you sure earned it today, Inspector.
Well, I guess it was the evidence we collected that's going to send Bill Thayer to prison. Yeah, we did a good job, Rollins. I'm proud of the department.
Thanks, Inspector.
Well, good night, Rollins. I'll see you in the morning.
Hey, Inspector, wait a minute. You aren't walking home, are you?
Yeah, I think I will. The air will do me good.
Maybe so, Inspector. Don't you think you better take a couple of the boys with you?
What for? I know my way home.
I know that, but what about the Bill Thayer mob?
Well, what about it?
What about it, Inspector? Thayer said he'd have his pals take care of you, and you know what that means.
Look, Rollins, if I worried about the threats I got from every guy I worked on, I wouldn't have time to do my job.
But Thayer's got a lot of friends, and he's out on bail.
So what? His threat doesn't mean a thing, and neither does he. Well, good night, Rollins, and don't get into any trouble.
Okay, Inspector. I wish you'd let a couple of boys go with you.
I get it, Rollins. You figure you'll be one of them. You'll get a little of my wife's home cooking. Some other time.
Oh.
Inspector Faraday! Inspector Faraday! Hey, Smith, Thompson! Get an ambulance, quick. They got Inspector Faraday, and they got him good.
And now meet Dick Calmer as Boston Blackie, enemy to those who make him an enemy, friend to those who have no friend.
Hello, Faraday, old pal.
Hello, Inspector.
Well, at last the flathead is flat on his back.
Oh, no. Get out of here, Blackie. This is a hospital, not an amusement park.
Well, I'm glad you told me. Haven't had so much fun in weeks. The nurse tells me you'll recover. Sorry, old man.
Oh, Blackie, will you stop joking?
Yes, maybe I should be sad about this, Mary. The nurse may be wrong. Maybe Faraday will live.
Yeah, I'll live all right, Blackie. Takes more than a couple of bullets to stop me. Especially when they just graze me.
Really? Bullets can't stop you, but a simple question can all the time.
Oh, now, Blackie, you stop. You didn't come here to tease the inspector.
No, I didn't. But let me enjoy myself before I tell him the bad news.
Bad news? What bad news?
Well, I might as well tell you now, Faraday. You probably haven't realized it yet, but this is one case I'm going to solve without interference from you.
Interference from me? You're the guy who's always getting in my way.
Oh, that's your opinion. Faraday, I'm going to get the guys who did this to you and get them all by myself. I'm going after that Thayer mob. Doesn't that make you happy?
Blackie, you stay out of this. I got him on that larceny charge, and I'll get Thayer for this, too. You lay off here.
Not very well.
Oh, Blackie, why don't you be honest with the inspector?
All right, Mary. I guess you're right. Listen, Faraday, I'm serious about this.
Yeah?
Maybe you and I have had our differences, but I don't like the idea of anyone shooting at you.
Yeah, all I want from you is two things. Stay away from Thayer, and leave me alone right now.
All right, Faraday, if that's the way you feel about it. Come on, Mary.
And right. Don't come back, either one of you.
We won't, Faraday. I'll be too busy getting Thayer for trying to get you.
If I find out you're even down in Thayer's neighborhood, Blackie, I'll have you arrested.
What's the matter, jealous?
Jealous.
Inspector Faraday, what's the matter?
That guy there is what's the matter.
Well, the matter is leaving. So long, pal.
Inspector Faraday, I'm terribly sorry.
About what? I mean, about what?
I had no idea that that man would upset you, sir. I wouldn't have let him in. I'm afraid seeing him has made you worse.
Made me worse? Don't be foolish. Seeing the way that guy really feels about me has made me feel a whole lot better.
Look, Jamesy, thanks to your stupidity and not knocking off Faraday, we don't dare stick our noses out of this room.
What do you mean, my stupidity? If you turned the car the way I told you to, Faraday'd be dead right now.
I couldn't turn the car the way we planned. There was a truck in the way.
Okay, so there was a truck. All I know is all I could do is spot Faraday and let him have it. Now, don't blame me because he's still alive. The way things worked, we were lucky to put him in a hospital.
Yes, and we're lucky if we don't end up in hospitals ourselves. The boss isn't going to like what we did.
I did the best I could.
You mean I didn't? Why, I ought to... Oh, wait a minute, James. We're both out of line, blowing our tops. Our nerves are going haywire.
Yeah, I guess that's it. Only you shouldn't have tried to put the rap on me for messing up the job.
I'm sorry. Guess the best thing we can do is think of a good story to tell the boss.
Yeah, you're right, Barnes. You think he'll give us a chance to talk?
I think so, if we talk first. It's probably the boss.
Maybe we better beat it, Barnes.
No, that won't do any good. Put your gun in your pocket. Keep it there.
All right.
Good. Come in. Come in.
Hello, Bob.
Oh, you gentlemen are in, are you?
Well, yes, Mrs. Attlee. You don't want the rent again so soon, do you? Aren't we paid up?
Of course, Mr. Barnes. I just wanted to tell you a man phoned and left his number for you to call him back. Oh. I wrote it down.
Oh, thanks. Thanks a lot, Mrs. Attlee.
You're welcome. I hope I didn't disturb you, gentlemen.
That's all right. Sorry.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Let's see the telephone number, Jamesy.
Here. Recognize it?
Too well. It's the boss. Come on, we'd better call him up before he calls on us.
Come in.
Thanks for telling your pals outside to let me in, Fair. I'd hate to have to break in to see you. Might make a bad impression.
I thought if you were fool enough to come to see me, Blackie, I ought to be smart enough to see you.
Look, I'm not going to stand around here and spar with you, Fair. I'm here to see you about those two thugs of yours who fired three bullets into Inspector Faraday last night.
Yes, that's why I thought you were here. Now, how about leaving?
Oh, no.
Very well, I won't argue with you. I was prepared for this visit of yours. I hope you're prepared for the reception. Tony, Barker.
What is it, Chief?
Yeah, boss.
Tony, Boston Blackie doesn't want to leave. Will you and Barker tell him you think he should?
A pleasure.
Sure, boss. Come on, Barker. You get him from that side. I'll get him from this.
Maybe it won't be as easy as you think, Tony.
What are you using for a fist, Blackie? A mosquito bite?
Very good.
Oh, yeah?
He can take it. Here. I'll hit him your way, Barker.
The table was in the way. He fell short. Push him over this way, Barker.
Hey, Barker, don't let him hit back like that. He might get cute and think he can lick you.
Oh, my friend.
You smashed the table on him, Barker. That junk off him. I'll finish him with a good right to the joint. Practically out now.
Not as out as you
think, huh? How about this?
Oh.
Yeah, that did it, boss. That did it.
Yeah, good, good. Now, take Blackie outside and toss him in the street.
You like what we've done to him, huh, boss?
Yes, Tony, but I don't like what you did to my office. Now get busy and cart this broken furniture out of here. There's nothing I hate more than a must-up room.
Oh. Now hold still, will you?
Oh.
Oh, that doesn't hurt so much.
Oh, brother. Oh, that water on my face feels sort of good, though, Mary.
Does it? Well, that's a nasty black eye you have, you know.
You mean I have only one black eye?
Just one black eye. One bruised face and one bump on the back of your head. What hit you, a train?
No. No, two trains. The Tony Flyer and the Barker Special. But I'm not through with them.
Now, you don't mean that you're going back there?
Oh, yes, I am, Mary.
I've...
This just about proves Faraday was right. It is Thayer's mob who tried to kill him. Otherwise, Thayer wouldn't have given me such a, well, ungentlemanly treatment.
Just the same, it is foolish to go back there and try to see him.
Think so? Well, Maybe. Maybe I'd better think of something else.
I think so, too. Here, now let me dampen that cloth for your face again.
All right.
Uh-oh.
I'll get it, Mary.
Well, all right, but you lie back so that I can keep this cloth on your face.
Okay. Hello.
Hello, Blackie.
Yes, who's this?
This is Rawlins, Blackie. Sergeant Rawlins, from Inspector.
Oh, yes, Rawlins. How's Faraday?
That's what I'm calling you about, Blackie.
Huh? What's the matter? Did he take a turn for the worse?
Oh, I don't know what turn he took, Blackie. All I know is he didn't take it by himself.
What do you mean?
I mean, two unidentified men just kidnapped Faraday right out of the hospital. We can't find a trace of him anywhere.
Come in.
Hello, Blackie.
Well, Rocky Baldwin. Too bad you didn't come 10 minutes later. I'm on my way out.
What's your hurry, kid? Sit down.
My hurry is Inspector Faraday's been kidnapped, and I gotta find him. But aren't you in the wrong neighborhood, Rocky? I thought this was Thayer's side of town.
Yeah, but Thayer isn't going to mind my coming over here, as long as I don't try to cut in on him.
Then why are you over here?
This is why I'm over here, Blackie. To see you.
You mean the great Rocky Baldwin, tied with Thayer as the city's number one racketeer, will stoop so low as to come to see me? Well, I'm glad I'm still nursing this face of mine, so I didn't miss this.
I've got a reason for wanting to see you, Blackie.
The usual one, I suppose. You want to try to scare me into doing something for you? Well, I don't scare. I got beaten up a little while ago because I don't scare.
Blackie, you got me wrong. I'm here because I want to help you. I know where Faraday is. Because I know who kidnapped him.
Who?
Thayer.
Yeah, I'm unknown. And you know where Thayer's keeping him?
Sure. In his hideout on Lane Street.
Uh-huh. Very interesting. Except for one thing, I don't believe it.
Why not?
Because why should you cross Thayer and help Faraday?
Oh, that's very simple. I don't like cops, of course, but Faraday is only one cop among many. But Thayer... Well, he's the one man who stands in the way of my controlling this whole town. Understand?
When you put it that way, I'd be a fool if I didn't understand.
Well, you're no fool, Blackie. But better hurry and get your friend Faraday before Thayer finishes with him. And Thayer, you know, works fast.
And now back to Boston Blackie. Bill Thayer, gang leader, threatens death to Inspector Faraday if Faraday's evidence gets a conviction against him. Faraday is later shot at from a passing car, but is not badly wounded. Blackie, however, is determined to find out the men who shot the police inspector. So far, however, all he's managed to do is get himself beaten up. Then, to complicate matters, Faraday is kidnapped by two unknown men, and Rocky Baldwin, gangster, tips off Blackie that it is Thayer who has Faraday. As we return to our story, Rocky is talking to two of his mob.
Now listen, you two, and keep interrupting me with questions if you don't get what I'm saying, understand?
I get you, Rocky.
Me too. What am I, a dummy or something?
All right, now listen. Jamesy, I sent you out to kill Faraday, but you bungled the job. You messed
it. I told you I was sorry about that. It was the car.
Never mind the car. Now, who is it that's getting blamed for trying to knock out Faraday? Well, who is it? Is it me?
Of course it ain't you, Rocky. It's Thayer. Everybody knows he threatened to give it to Faraday. So when you heard he threatened to bump the cop, you decided to have us do it, knowing Thayer would get the rap.
Sure, boss. We knock him off, Thayer gets blamed.
Right. Now, I got this Boston Blackie guy all steamed up that Thayer has Faraday hidden away. Blackie's on his way to get Thayer. Now, he's the guy who can do it, too. Blackie don't mess.
That means Thayer's due to get his any minute, and we take over the town. Good work, Rocky. You really fooled Blackie on this one.
Hold it, you two. Yeah? Rocky Baldwin speaking.
Oh, hello, Rocky. This is Blackie.
Oh, hi, Blackie. Say, why aren't you down on Lane Street getting Faraday away from Thayer?
I'll be down there soon enough. But you pulled a pretty cute trick, Rocky. I want to congratulate you.
What do you mean, Blackie? Thayer did kidnap Faraday. You'll see for yourself when...
I'm not talking about that, Rocky. I'm talking about who shot Faraday.
What Thayer did, of course. Or did some of his men do it?
That's what you figured everybody would think when you sent Jamesy and Barnes out to kill the inspector, didn't you?
What are you talking about?
Don't be coy, Rocky. You know what I'm talking about.
I do not. Where'd you hear such nonsense?
From someone who should know, Rocky. From Jamesy himself.
Oh, from Jamesy.
Yes, he doesn't shoot too straight, but he certainly knows how to talk. Just thought you'd like to know that I knew. So long, pal.
Hey, Blackie. Blackie!
What's the matter, Rocky?
Oh, nothing much, Barnes. So, Jamesy, come here a minute.
Sure, Rocky. What's the matter?
Nothing at all. That was Blackie on the phone.
Going after Thayer, huh?
Yeah, right now. But he told me something about you.
He did? What?
Said you told him a little story.
I told him?
Yes. I'm awfully disappointed in you, Jamesy. You've been one of my favorite boys for a long time.
Well, thanks, Rocky, but I don't
know...
You
really shouldn't have talked to Blackie, Jamesy. It means I have to do this.
Oh, Rocky.
It's the idea.
Yeah, Rocky, what you have to...
Rocky, what you kill Jamesy for?
He talked to Blackie. He told Blackie that we tried to kill Faraday.
Oh, no, Rocky, that was just a trick. I've been with Jamesy every minute since we shot Faraday, and he hasn't been near Blackie.
Oh, no? Oh, that's too bad. Looks as if maybe I've made a mistake.
Oh, Tony.
Yeah, boss?
You got Faraday tied up nice and tight?
Yeah, Mr. Thayer. I got him so he can't even wriggle a finger.
Good.
Now that we snatched him and stashed him here, what do we do?
I don't know yet. I gotta have time to think.
Find time to think after we snatch a cop.
I had to get him out of that hospital before Rocky Baldwin got to him there. They killed Faraday on that joint, sure. And who'd have taken the rap for it? Me.
Can't sometimes even you talk too much, huh, boss?
Oh, I talked out of turn just once. When I tried to threaten Faraday. Oh, what a sucker I was. All he had on me was a larceny rap. I had a good chance of beating that.
Now, we're too smart for cops, Mr. Thayer, ain't we?
No, I'm not so sure. I don't know what to do with Faraday. If I turn him loose, Rocky will get him this time, sure, and I'll get it right in the neck. If I keep him here, I kidnap the guy. That means a chair.
Not if we make a deal with Faraday.
That's an idea. Only I don't think Faraday will buy it. I'll try.
Hey, wait a minute, boss. You keep saying that all he has on you is a larceny rap. Don't he know about the Edwards killing?
He doesn't even suspect me in that one.
Oh, no, huh?
I don't like the way you said that, Tony.
Well, it wasn't my fault, boss. You never said nothing to me about what Faraday was trying to pin on you. I thought all along it was the Edwards killing.
Go on.
Well, nothing. I figured when we kidnap him from the hospital, it was to bump him. So I got talking to him. Told him what a sucker he was to mix up with a guy like you, a guy who was smart enough to take care of Big Jim Edwards.
You fool, Tony, you stupid idiot. Faraday didn't know a thing about me in the Jim Edwards case. Now I know what we got to do with that cop.
Gee, boss, I'm sorry
for... Never mind about being sorry. You've done it and it's done. Faraday's the only one who knows it. So if we fix Faraday, we're still safe.
You mean kill him?
Or make a deal with him. Come on, we'll go see what we can do.
Okay.
Hello, Faraday. Comfortable?
You know I'm not there.
I'm sorry about all this, Faraday, but it was one of those things I just had to do.
Yeah. Just for the fun of it, I guess.
No. To keep Rocky Baldwin and his men from killing him.
Rocky and his
men? Never mind about that now. I got something more important to talk to you about.
What?
Tony told you I killed Edwards, didn't he?
That's right.
I'll let you go right now. If you'll forget all you know about that.
Sorry, Thayer. No dice. I'm not that kind of guy. And I'm not that kind of policeman.
Well, you're a live policeman now,
Thayer. Yeah, and maybe a dumb one, too. But I'm an honest cop. I know where to get the evidence against you and the Edwards killing. And if I get a chance to, I'm going to use it.
All right, Faraday. I'm awful sorry. Tony.
Yeah, boss.
Get on the phone. Tell Harry to bring the big car down here.
Sure thing.
Harry should be here with a car in 30 minutes, Faraday.
So what? I still remember you killed Edwards.
Well, you got 30 minutes in which to decide whether you feel like losing your memory or your life.
Oh,
Good heavens, Blackie, look at all those police cars. And all the policemen in the street. What's this going to be, a riot?
It's not going to be a picnic, Mary. Thayer has Faraday in that house across the street, and there may be a little argument about who does what. Stay here a minute. Here's Rollins.
All right, Blackie, but please be careful.
Yeah.
Hello, Rollins.
Oh, hello, Blackie. We're just about set.
Glad you brought a lot of men, Rollins. This may be a battle.
But not a long one if the shooting does start, Blackie. I've got 100 men, and I don't think Thayer has more than 2 or 3.
But he has Faraday. Aren't you afraid he'll kill the inspector if you open fire on him?
Yes, I'm going to try reasoning with him first. Hey, Jack. Jack, hand me the loudspeaker microphone. I'll see if they are listening to reason.
Here, boss.
Thanks.
Well, good luck, Rollins.
Blackie, I got scared sitting there alone in the car. Can I stand by you?
Hello, Miss Wesley.
Oh, hello, Sergeant. Blackie, can I?
Yes, if you're a good girl. You'll be safe behind the squad car if the shooting starts. Go ahead, Rollins. Let's see if Thayer can be talked into showing some sense and showing himself.
All right, Thayer. We know you're in there. We're going to give you a chance to come out alive. Can you hear me, Thayer? Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Come out of that house, Thayer. Come out with your hands up.
Nothing's doing.
And we're coming in after you.
Come ahead. I'll kill Faraday if you do.
He means it too, Rollins. Ask him if I can come in.
Oh, Blackie,
listen,
no.
Thayer. Blackie, come in.
What for?
Tell him it's to make a deal and to see if Faraday is really still alive.
He wants to make a deal and see if Faraday is still alive.
Okay, Blackie can come in, but alone, with his hands in the air and unarmed.
Good. Come here, Rollins. I've got an idea. If it works, we'll have Faraday out of there in no time.
Oh, Blackie, you can't go in there. They'll kill you.
Not if I do what they say.
All right, Blackie, what is it?
Here. Yeah. Take my gun and keep it for me.
You're not going in there without a gun, are you?
I am if I expect to come out alive. Give me a tear gas bomb.
A tear gas bomb?
Yes, give me one, quick.
All right. Here's one. But, Blackie, they'll search you if they find it.
But they won't find it. There. Now, wish me luck. Give me exactly 3 minutes and then come in fast.
Oh, Blackie, I wish you wouldn't do this.
I said wish me luck.
Here, better get behind the squad car, Miss Wesley. If anything goes wrong, we'll have to search.
Blackie?
Yes, Thayer, open up.
Are you alone?
You saw me come across the street by myself. Open up.
All right, Tony, let him in.
He's alone, Thayer. He's got his hands up, too.
Good. Don't let him near me till you searched him, and thoroughly.
I don't think you'll find anything on me, Tony.
No, there's nothing on him, Mr. Thayer. He's clean.
Good. Let him in, then. Now, wait a minute. Take off his hat first.
I'll take it off by myself there and put it over here on the table. How's that?
That's good. Come on in, Blackie.
Thanks. And I can put my hands down now?
Yeah. Your hands down and your cards on the table. You want to make a deal. What is it?
First, I want to see Faraday. I want to make sure he's still alive.
Fair enough. Go bring Faraday out here, Tony.
Sure.
And if Faraday's alive, Blackie, then what?
Let's wait until I see Faraday alive.
You just don't trust me, do you, Blackie?
Nope. Mind?
No, I wouldn't have much respect for you if you did.
Well, here he is, Blackie. Does he look alive?
Yes, as much as he ever did. Hello, Faraday.
Hello, Blackie. Well, your pal's alive, Blackie. What's the deal?
No deal, Thayer. As far as I'm concerned, you can go ahead and kill him. Where's my hat? I'm getting out of here.
Hey, Blackie, wait a minute. Blackie!
Oh, here's my hat on the table. Doc Faraday, I'm dropping it on the floor.
Hey, what's that?
It's tear gas. Let him have it, Tony.
Shoot! I can't see him, boss. Where are you?
Cover that, Tony. You don't mind if I borrow your gun, do you?
I want to get me out of here.
Faraday, are you okay?
Sure. Where'd you get the tear gas?
Quick, grab Thayer first. We'll have it, Tony. Oh, wait. Are you all right, Inspector Faraday?
Yeah, Rollins. I'm wonderful. I've never been so happy in my life.
Oh, Blackie, isn't this a lovely evening for a drive?
Mary, this is a lovely evening for practically anything.
Oh?
Did you say thanks to my hat?
Your hat? Why?
Well, don't you realize that if it weren't for this hat, I wouldn't have had anything to keep that tear gas bomb under, and that there would have been no way of getting Faraday from there?
Oh, well, nice hat, nice hat. Thank you very much. Blackie, what happened to Rocky Baldwin?
He's dead, and so is Barnes, the man who killed him. They must have shot it out and both hit the bullseye.
Oh, Barnes was angry because Rocky killed his friend Jamesy.
Yes. Well, Jamesy deserved to die. He was a killer. Well, glad I guess I made about him. I guess I guessed him right, didn't I? When I called up Rocky?
Yes, I guess you did, and I guess, too, that it's good riddance. Gee, this was exciting, wasn't it? All the shooting and kidnapping.
Oh, I don't know, Mary. I'd say it's the quickest case I ever solved.
The quickest? Why do you say that?
Well, what did I do to rescue Faraday?
You put a tear gas bomb in your hat, and you threw your hat on the floor so the tear gas would explode.
Well, that's why I say it was the quickest, Mary. It's the first case I've ever solved at the drop of a hat.
This is Andrea J. Graham, author of the Web Surfer series. Oh, and A Madam's Wife. You're listening to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio.
Welcome back. Blackie shows how he can handle himself in the midst of a gang battle, in effect. I do question the method here. He just put this tear gas bomb in the hat and dropped it. Not certain, is that enough to trigger it? Does it really explode? Again, this would be a question of what was this the case in 1946? Of course, Faraday does get the affirmation that yes, Blackie does care about him. Of course, before Blackie makes that admission, he's sure to spend a good deal of time picking at Faraday. And of course, we also got to hear Frank Lovejoy, and I hadn't heard Lovejoy on this program in a while. And you definitely, between Knotbeat and Boston Blackie, get to get a little bit of the range that Lovejoy can play in terms of the type of characters. All right, well, that will actually be all for now. Join us back here tomorrow for Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, the last Bob Bailey episode. And we'll be back next Thursday with another episode of Boston Blackie. In the meantime, send your comments to box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook. Facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.